We are on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, around 15 lines from the bottom. Umaftin Oisa Bal Kolchoy. We had had the Beraisa explain the differences between an Ivriya and an Ivri. The Beraisa said as follows, V'yesh be'Ivriya that an Ivri doesn't have, Shevriya yaitza b'simonim, number one. Ve'einonim keres v'nishnes, number two. She cannot be resold twice. Umavdin oisa bal kolchoi. And we're poide oisa bal kolchoi, ma she'ein kein b'ivri. By an ivri, this does not apply. So what does this mean? Umavdin oisa bal kolchoi. Sova rova lemeima. There's actually a problem here. If it means bal kolchoi da'odain, so every giroin kesef is bal kolchoi da'odain. And here we're differentiating between a ivriya and an ivri. Sova rova lemeima bal kolchoi da'odain. So what does that mean? That there's a bazundere maila than the vriya has over an ivri bal kolcha the other. But an ivri can't do this. Mainiu, the kosavno lei shtore admei. Adomero. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Meinin heichi domi bal kolchoi de ivriya tvei me ivri. Where do we have a case that there's an ivriya has a greatest chus in pidiye that it's bal kolchoi more than an ivri? Ile meimro di iles lei giroino, that if the father doesn't have money to make giroin kesef, kosvina lei, so we write to the odin shtora al domeho, we write an IOU, a ischaivis, to pay the money for the giroin kesef, vetitne loi kshetasik yodo, and when she'll get the money, she'll pay him. That is pshat. And this halacha only applies by an ivriya, not by an ivri. So let's go back, and we'll finish the Rashi soon. So let's go back to the Gemara. Omalei Abaye, mind you, the mavdin oiso bal kolchoi means bal kolchoi da odin, that even though he doesn't accept IOUs, he doesn't accept the shtaris haibis, but by an Oma Ivriya, he accepts it, we force him to accept it. Mein yidika savno le shtora adomeho amai. What right do we have to do this? Nokit magenise biyodei. Kol's man, we didn't make yiroin kesef, so he possesses a jewel. She's worth her money. She's working for him. Yehivna no lechaspe, and we're going to tell him, well, you give us back the Omevri, an IOU. You can store it in your safe, and if and when, you'll get paid. What kind of yosher is this? Now, I just like to mention, the Ritva says that what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Havamin of the Gemara was that there's a special schus by an Ivriya over an Ivri. What's the Cheshbon? The Gemara was a Nochis to Abayis Kashe. So why Dafka an Ivriya, not an Ivri? So the Ritva says, because by Ivriya it says Vehevdo. So he has to help her along. So the Gemara held that's nichlal in the vehevda. that he has to accept an IOU also. He has to accept the Shtar Yischaibes. And the Behept is only by Nom Ivri and not by an Eved Ivri. And the Gemara asks, Messiah, him, Messiah, hell, but so much to be Messiah that he should give away a Marginisa for a Chaspa, please. The Torah never meant such a great Siyua. Now let us finish Rashi. Let us again see Rashi. Eichi domi, Barkochi devri, and Tvei mi bevri. Ile memra, di les la giroino, kosvina le shtore al domer. So we write a star, how much she's worth, how much they owe him. Vetit name loy, and she'll give him the star, and she'll pay up the schoib, shetasi giodo. Menolon ho, ho ihu nokat, nokit marginise, gufa hamishu midloy. He, the vile, possesses a marginise. Vanan yavina le chaspe, and we give him a chaspa, a cheres. Now Rav Shmuel is moira, ha'oran Rashi. It seems, who's going to pay up this Yischaibes? So Rashi, for some reason, said, V'titnom loy, she'll give him the money, k'shetasig yodo. So l'cheira, the Rav Shmuel asked Rakasha, how can we, so it comes out, the Shtar Yischaibes is on the Oma Ivriya, she's a ktana. You're making a Yischaibes on a ktana that she should pay up when she becomes a gedayla, he doesn't understand it. B'derech efsher, perhaps we could say that be'emesin, that's 100% true, to create a ischaibis anaktana. I mean, how are we bailing to create a ischaibis anaktana? But be'emesin, she's mechuyev ba'oimid. She's meshubit for avoided. So there is a ischaibis already on her. Ischaibis is to work. The din of giroin kesef is that this ischaibis goes up if he gets paid for the work. That's the din of giroin kesef. So it could be this is only a hachlofe of the ischaibis of shibud of meloche to ischaibis of piroin. That means we're not creating a new hischaibus on her. She's mechuyev to work. No, in Al-Talach of Ahevda, we are saying that this hischaibus can be changed over into the money. It goes off with the money. So the Gemara held, it can go off with the hischaibus of money also. So it could be, it's a little easier that we could be mechayev her since she's mechuyev oimet. I don't know if it's a teretz, but perhaps it's something to think about. Al koponim, we don't know pshat in the baraisa. What is pshat? Umavdin oisa bal kol chay. It can't be bal kol chay though. Odei. Elo omar Abaye. So Abaye said, bal kol chay the ov, mishum pegam mishpoch. That means, that, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Balkochidov, im yeshloi, if he has money, kaifun oisai, upaita oisai, will force him to be paita, mishum pagam mishpochet. That means that this whole thing is a pagam for the mishpochet, that one of the Pnei Mishpoche is an Ome Ivriya. It's degrading the whole Mishpoche. So we can force the Ov to be paid to his daughter. It's insulting the Mishpoche. So there's a Moiradike Mishnah L'Melech. The Mishnah L'Melech is Medai from Rashi. Rashi says, Im yesh loi kaifin oisoi upayda oisa. He has money. What do you mean if he has money? Sure he has money. He just sold her. So sure he has money. So the Mishnah Bible says no. From the main Mechira we can't force him. That, as I say, is from Rashi. But in Yeshlev, he has other money, then we force him to be paid with the other money. But with the main mechire, we cannot force him to give back the main mechire for pidyon. The Gemara, fine, so you're telling me there's a new mechayev of Pagam Mishpoche, and we can force the Ov who sold her to be paid her in order that the Mishpoche should not be Nidgam. Yehochi Eved Ivri Nami Nechfinu Levnei Mishpoche Mishum Pagam Mishpoche. So let's force the Bnei Mishpoche and Eved Ivri sold himself. So let's force the Mishpoche to be paid them. This is a Pagam Mishpoche. So the Gemara says, by Eved Ivri, we will not accomplish anything. Fine, we'll go over, we'll make a meeting, we'll call together the whole Mishpoche. This is an insult to the whole Mishpoche that we have a Ketanah that was sold for number, we have an Eved in the Mishpoche. And the Mishpoche has to contribute to make Giroin Kesef. So the Gemara says, theoretically you're right, but by an Eved Ivri, Hoda Ozel Mizav Nafshe. That means this is not an Eitzah, this could be a merry-go-round. That means that they'll be paid them and he'll go and sell himself again when he gets short in money, and so we can't we can't do such a thing by an Eved Ivri. In fact, the Gemara, so Achinami Hada Ozel Mizab Lo, so he'll go and sell her again also. He says, you're telling me for Pagam Mishpoche will force him to be paid. So after the pidyon, he'll go and sell her again. So the Gemara says, Oktani Eina Nimkeres V'nishnes. You can't sell an Om Ivri. That's this Barais, it says that's the difference between an Om Ivri and an Eved Ivri. Ve'eina Nimkeres V'nishnes. She's not sold twice. So Memele, so that's the Chilik Take. So therefore by Om Ivri Vishim Pagam Mishpoche, we can force the Ov to be paid there. And we have nothing to be afraid of. That'll sell her again because we can sell her again. Masha ain't came. By an Eved Ivri, since it's, he can sell himself as many times as he wants, so therefore, there's no din of mavdin oisa bal kolchoi that we don't force the mishpoche. Let us see what Taisu says. Omar Abaye bal kolchoi da'ov perish bekuntres im yesh loy kaifen oisoi upoida oisa. We force him uktas kosher lora. In Cain, my coma, besomach, ochanami, the ozel, mizablo, umate, elas, bimichirosoi, miacha, the noch of oisoi, libdoisa. Dr. Tysis, according to Rashi, so the Gemara doesn't make sense. What are you afraid of? Sell her again? Well, we sell her again. So, we'll force him again to be paid to her. So what does he have, by selling her, and evidently we're forcing the mishpacha, but here we're forcing him. There's a Mishnah Salevi says, according to the Mishlo Malach, it's very good. We never force the Ov to be paid from the Dmei HaMekach. When if he won the lottery, he has other money. He has other money. We'll force him to use that money to be paid to her. Als begam mishpacha. So Mamele. So the first time he sold her, he didn't have any money. And then later he won a lottery, so we're gonna go and force him with this extra money, he should go and be paid up. So the Gemara says, so what did you accomplish? Hamishpoche. We were matzel the mishpoche. So So the Gemara asks, no, you want matzel the mishpacha. The next time he loses the money, one of or use the money to be paid up, so that he's going to sell her again. And so the baita begat, and he doesn't have any money. The Meya Mecca, you don't force him to be paid up with. So what did you accomplish? You accomplished the begat mishpacha. You accomplished als begat mishpacha. That will be matzel the mishpacha from a pgam by forcing him to be poida. So the Gemara asked, if he has money, we'll force him. That's what we'll do. So the Gemara asked, but maybe he'll sell her again, and he won't have money to be poida. So you're not accomplishing anything in reality. So the Taisus wants to learn a different shot. Not that will force the father to be paid it. The nochayv b'nei hamishpacha livdoisa bal kolcha da'ov. Now the whole Gemara is going, we're forcing the b'nei mishpacha. Als p'gam mishpacha, we're forcing the whole b'nei mishpacha to be paid it. What's that bal kolcha da'ov? Like this, according to Rashi, the most is Malkol Chedor. So it's good because we're forcing the father to be paid up. But now Tosfos says we're forcing the Mei Mishpoche to be paid up. So why is this Malkol Chedor? What is the banner of that the Mei Mishpoche are being paid up? What is he losing from this? Now he doesn't want her home. Then he'll have to be mefarnesa. When he sold her for an Ami Ivriya, he knows he has no daigis to be mefarnesa. That's already the Odoin's job. So now, that's the Gemara's kash, als kvoid mishpoche, he's very happy, but als kvoid mishpoche, als pekam mishpoche, we will force the mishpoche, we'll tell the mishpoche to be paid the omor bal kochi dov, even though he doesn't want her home. Ashte necha shapir the hobel hazel mizablo. So the monster is very good. So he's going to sell her again. I mean, he doesn't want her home. So you're taking money from the mishpoche bal kochi dov. The lashon of Tosfos I don't understand too well. The yehei parnasosoi la'ov oleha. L'chayre Tosfos means parnasosoi la'ov oleha. Shilo b'l'chayre said yehei parnasoso mutal al ha'ov. I mean, that's what Tosfos means. Yehei parnasosoi la'ov oleha. The lashon is unclear, but that's me. That's what Taishvus means. Bekitzer, so the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that, that's Pshat, who mavdin Isa bar kochay shalov, and we have a Tupshat to be the Rash Pshat, we force the Ov, or we do it keneged the Rotzin Ov, we get money from the Mei Mishpacha, keneged the Rotzin Ov. We don't have to be afraid that he'll sell her again, because eino nimkeres v'nishnis. Umani, now this statement that eino nimkeres v'nishnis is a machlekes tanoim. So the beraisa that says eino nimkeres v'nishnis is Rab Shimoni. The sanya we learned in the beraisa. Moichel Adam es bitoy leishes v'shoyne. A person can marry off his daughter, Erison. She gets a get, or marry her off again. Leshvachais v'shoyne. He can sell her for a nama ivriya. Then sheish came, yevil came, we'll sell her again. Leishes achas shivches. Also, if he first sold her for nama ivriya, then she was yotza. So he can now marry her off. Avoloi l'shivchas achar ishus. But shivchas achar ishus he cannot do. Shivchas achar shivchas he can. Rab Shimon Neumar, Kishem Shein Odom Moicher Es Bitoi L'Shifres Acha Ishus. I agree with you that Shifres Acha Ishus he cannot sell is Kach in Odom Moicher Es Bitoi L'Shifres Acha Shifres. So that's what it says in the Baraisa, that that Ve'eino Nimkeres V'Nishnes, this is going according to Rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Umani hadik toni einanim keres venishnis. That's what it says in the Baraisa, she cannot be sold two times. Rab Shimon, the Tanakhama says, Moicha odom bitay leishus vishayne. Kibul bo kedushin, who's mekabal kedushin, vinis almolo oynis garsha min hairisen, chayza mekad shalachi, can we marry her? The Kesef Kedusha Shaloi Imloi Bogra. She's not a Bogras, she's still Boshusai. And he can marry her off. Lishivchis Vishaina. He can sell her twice for an Omevriya. Macha, he sold her. Viyotza Vishesh. She was still a Ktane. Oy Biyaybo. Oy Bemisa Saode. Vaoyda Ktano. Chayzela Moicha. He can resell her. That's Yeshivchis Vishayin. Avo Yaitze B'Simonim, she was Yaitze B'Simonim Loi. Then he can't sell anymore. Da'afilu Loi Mocha Ma'ilam. Afilu, he never sold her. Ve'ivio Simonim, she became a Nara, Ein Loi Mocha, he can't sell her. Kedisaynim B'Meseches Erchim. Yochel Yimker Odom Es Bitek She'i Naira. Amrit Uma Mechure Kvar. Yaitza Akshav, a daughter that was Mechur already. So the Simoni Naris are Mavkiya. She'ena Mechur, if she as yet was not sold, then it didn't shalai timoch. But Al Kaponim, Shifchas Achar Shifchas applies if it was Yotzis Abishesh, Beyoibu, Bemisis Ode. Leib Ishus Achar Shifchas. Moicha b'kabolas kedush nachar shemocha l'shifchis v'yotzusa v'chos ra'ilo avoloi l'shifchis achar ishus kibol kedushin who's mekabol kedushin v'chos ra'ilo shenis almolo ein chayzer moicha l'shifchis. Now he can't sell a l'shifchis, that's what the Tana Kama holds, or the Kama yalfinu lo. The Muslim learned this out from a limur. So now, and Rab Shimon is chaylik. Rab Shimon says, "Kishayim shen odam moichas bitel leshivchas acharishus, kach in odam moichas bitel leshivchas acharishus." And the Baraisa is going according to Rab Shimon. Now, what is the shayrish of the machloikis of these tanoi? So the Gemara says, "Ube plukte dahani tanoi." It depends on this machloikis. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Now, the Pasuk says, La amnachi la yimshel la moicha bebigdaiba. Bebigdaiba. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Now, what does this mean? Lamnochi lo yimshel lamocha bevigdeiba. What does this mean? Even shepirish talisa epirish talisa yaleo shuv ein rashoi lamocha divrei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva learned pshat bevigdeiba means a lotion of ishus. That someone was Peres Talisa Yoleo. Kivin Shepires Talisa Yoleo. Shuv Eine Reishoi Lamoicha. So the father doesn't have Rishus anymore to sell her. And that was the Mekoyer of the Tanakame. The Tanakame says that you can't, there's no Mechire of Shivches Acher Ishus. There's no mechira of shivches acher ishus. Kivin shapiris talisa yaleh shuv ein rashoi lamoicha. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Beplutan omedalev." The flute to Dan is no equal, the committee will be time to come over Rav Shimon, the drosh in the Ikro, the pli gibo Rav Loz of Rav Kiva. The Dibur Rav Kiva does Shina, Kivin Shepiris Talisei Oleo, Tal Kochach mi boilei lo ukmi, Yeshayim le mikro, ke Rav Kiva, ke Damrinen de Sanhedron de Perikame, And we'll stop over here then, because then we'll see Rabbi Lezer holds Yeshayim LeMesoyis. Aval Kaponim, that is what Rabbi Kiva says, and according to Rabbi Kiva, you can't Lamnochi LeYimshe LeMocha if it was Bevigdaiba. If already there was issues, on Mamela, so the father can't sell her any more shifchas after ishus. Agavucha, there's a very interesting rishash. The rishash wants to say a very chazal speak about ishus piris talisa yoleo. So he wants to say the mizeh yotza aminig lechasei sesakala behinuma. That's the Badekon. Piris Tarisa Yaleo. V'yosher haminig b'ktas mekoymeis, shegam achosen hoylech imakruim lechasoysa. V'toiv ho yeshu ba'atzma yechasena. There were different menhagim. There in some places the chosen stayed by the... He didn't go to Badek the Kala. The Rabbonim went, and Oshim Chshuvim went, and they Badek the Kala. There was other places the Chosan went, but also the Rabbonim Badekta. He says it'd be very proper that the Chosan should go and the Chosan should Badekta. Oh, that's Pshat. Piris Talisa Yaleo. That is Pshat. We see there's such a minute in Chazal. V'toivo yishu ba'atzme yechasenu. So Ashadorib is Maneinu. That's the minute that the Chosan Badek's to come. V'nire, zut the Rishash weiter, v'ze sh'omro rus, v'peraste knofecho lamosecho, v'tzoloi mekan v'eksuscho, the same thing, you should, also she meant this. So that's what he wanted to say. So he, aval nire li, then he falls off from the whole, agavuche, there's by a certain Ashkenazim, the meaning is, that they put a talus over the chosen and kala. That's underneath the chuppah, they put a talus over the chosen and kala, and that's the pirus talisa yoleho b'mlei muva namilo. Avol nira li, but then the rishash wants to say, the prisas beged lo hayo nog rak b'yiyut. B'yiyut, there was this symbolic ceremony, Oil that ato oisa loila oma, lekach nitzrach laharis la ois, shema ato hi loila isha, amachasa oisa bevigdoi, lahoire sheshneim, shovim miskasim bitsus echot, kiminig ish ve ishtoi. And he said only by yield could be, this was the oifen that was done bishas the yield, because there's a message over here. Till now you were an ome, and now we're equal. We're miskase miksus echot. V'chein rus shekores atzma amosoi. She called herself an ome to boys. Chein ome v'erastik nafecha al amos echo. Fine. This is the rishash. On kaponim, let's go back to the gemara. So Rabbi Kiva darshin yeshem lemikra. The word is pronounce bigdoi. So memele, so amnochi la yimshalamocha bevigdoi bo, after he was poiris, after yield, if there was yield and she got married already, so memele, then he gave her a get, or she became an almone, he cannot sell her anymore. Lamnochi yimshalamocha bevigdoi bo. Rabbi Lezer oimer, bevogdoi bo. It's not bigdoi, it's bogdoi. He was bogit. He sold her once already. allowed to sell her again. Even Shebogadbo, he did one avla to her, he sold her. Shuvein Rashoy Lamoicha, he can't resell her. So according to Rabbi Lezer, he holds Yesh Aim Lamoicha, she looked the way it was written. The without the Nakudis, it could very well be Bebogdoibo, he was Boygad in her. So Rabbi Lezer learns, Ein Shivchas Acha Shivchas. Rabbi Kiva learns, Ein Shivchas Acha Ishus. But my kamiflugi, so the Gemara says, what's the machlek? Is Rabbi Lazar sova yesh aim le misayre, so it's bevog debo. Rabbi Kiva sova yesh aim le mikro, it's bevig debo. Ve Rab Shimon sova, now we heard before Rab Shimon said, kishem shein shivches acha ishus, kach ein shivches acha shivches. So, he dances on both chasenes. So, Rabbi Shimon Sova, Yeshem LeMikra, all the Messiahs, he dashed in the Mikra and the Messiahs. So, Melech, the big day, the Kri is big day, the Ksi is big day. So, we learn out that there's no Shifchas Achaishis and there's no Shifchas Achashifchas. Zot Rashi, now let's continue the Rashi which we're in the middle of. V'yesh Aim LeMessiahs. So, Rashi says, the first man, the Yomar Zabekiva, who he holds Yeshem LeMikra. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zabekiva holds Yeshem LeMikra. Yeshem LeMisayres, Kerabalos, Kedekidim Bechayres. The Raminen, Mablukta, Milsa Achite, Damrinen, Osum, Mablos, Yeshem LeMikra. The Raminen, Allah, Mahad, Yeshem LeMisayres, Virule, Beperkom, Sulem, and Doshim. So you see, Fakel, these are the man the Yom, Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds Yeshem LeMikra, Rabbi Loz holds Yeshem LeMisayres. When Mechil Tegar Sinan, Shapiris, Talisi, Allah, Kedbedivrei Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Loz, Alas, also, we don't have a Chlal, in the Mechil Te, Rabbi Loz's memory. La'am Nochi, the Hainu Leshivchis, La'im Sholo'ov. Ma'ach, Shapiris, Talisi, Odin, Allah, Leshem Yil, since the Odin was Piris Talisu Shemid, in Girsha beget, Bechaz Reitzel Aviyom. So then, the father is not permitted to sell anymore, according to Rabbi Kiva. Avoloya Oga, but what if the Odin did not make you? Bechaz Reitzel Av, Chayzer Amaycha, Kirabona, the Omrilel, Leshivchis Acherishus Udoloy. Kiyocha, the Mechiyota, Havalei Leishas. Havalei Shivchas, Havalei Shivchas, Matzim is up. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, and that's the Tana Kamen. Of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Mekim, and Shebogatbo. He was Boigit, Shemocha, Le Shivchas, Shuvein Yocha, Le Moicha, Lam Nochi. Rabbi Shivchas, so Shivchas, Havalei Shivchas. But according to Rabbi Lozo, Havalei Shivchas, Havalei Rishas, Kedushin, Matzim is Abed, Shivchas Acha Kedushin, you could sell. Rab Shimon, Dorish, Loha Kerabalozo, Kivin Shebogat Bo, Shuvloim Kereno, so Shivchas Acha Shivchas is also, Dorish Leinami Kerabakive, the Kivin Shepirish Talisha Lalim Kereno, Lohikoma, Loyle Shivchas Acha Ishis, the loyal shivchas acha shivchas. So that's Rab Shimon. Limsayres bebogdai ksiv. The ksiv is bogdai begida. The loy bebigdai. The ksiv doesn't say bigdai with ayut. Ein havoras chirik. That means that the havor of a chirik is belayut. That means if I'm learning without Nekudis, so it has to say a Yud in the Pasuk to tell me that we say Bigdai. U Nekudis shetachas habeis, b'mokim Yud mishtameshes. If you have a Nekudis, so that's in place of a Yud. Aval lefi ma shenichtav, but the way it is written, v'yol mesayres, hoyeloi likrois chatov komets. Then it should have said b'bogdai, loshem begide. So if you look at the Messiahs, that's the Ike, you look at the Messiahs, so the Messiahs is read, Mibogdai, that's Abalaza. Yesh aim lemikra be big day karina, the kri is big day. Kamai vat is peseyu be big day, is also be big day. And Rav Shimon holds yesh aim lemikra ulemisayres, il kardor is tarvayu, lam nachirim shalomocha, be vog day ba, be big day ba, so I know after issues, after Mechire, he can't sell him. After Shifras, he can't sell him. Ve'im Taima, ha da Omar b'Sanhedrin, gabi b'sukois, b'sukois, b'sukois. That means, by there, it says, the Kri is Haloshen Rabbim, sukois, sukois, sukois. The Mesoires is Sukkas, Sukkas, Sukkos. The Gemara wants to darshan from the Ribui Hakra, how many walls you need. That's the whole sugya over there when you need Lagufai. Let's not get into the Oifan Alimut. So the Gemara says over there, L'Rab Shimon, Yesh Aim L'Mikra. Rab Shimon holds Yesh Aim L'Mikra. So therefore, he holds you need so many walls. Because he darshan sukkai, sukkai, sukkai. Now, our Gemara says he holds everything. He holds Yashem l'Maseiris also. And there it seems he holds Yashem l'Mikra. So Rashi says, Osam lek l'mema mikra o Maseiris. He can't say both. There the mikra, the Maseiris, is a stira. The isa lahai, lesa lahai. Im shloisha defana is ichshart, if you say three walls are sufficient, loiti drish mikra, and don't dash in the mikra. Because if you dash in mikra, you need four walls. Vim tivsel, loiti drish mesere. So mamela, there, we have to choose one of the two. So there the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rab Shimon knows that the mikra is stronger than the mesere. Aval kan, yesh lekaim shnei. Here, both halachas could be our true. At what? That the mikras, bevigdeibo, bevogdeibo, everything is true. You can't sell her after one of these two, after shifras, after issues, you can't sell her. Let us see Taismas. Kiven shepirish pirish talisoi. Perish bekunteres bidrabikive goras, kiven shepirish talisoi. Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds Yeshem Lamikra, the Minpei Kama the Sanhedrin. Yeshem Lamisayres, Kabbalaza, Kedoshim Mibchayres, Ramina Mai Plutam Lusachite, the Moslem Rabbalaz Yeshem Lamikra, Ramina Lam, Mahodi Yeshem Lamisayres, really. Fine. So that's the Girsa. The Girsa has to be Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshem Lamikra, that's Rabbi Kiva's from the Morin Sanhedrin. Rabbalaz holds Yeshem Lamisayres. Vachi Parush. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva, and Shapira's Talisa, all the shame you. In Gil shall beget, because Reitz Alavi, and now she's back by her father, in Yachla Moicha, he can't sell her. They know the Moicha's Bitoi, Lishivches, Acharishus. The Sova, Yesh Aim, Lemikro, Kloima, Bibigdoi, Kirinabei, Shuhu, Loshin, Beget. Bigdoi is a lot, the key is a Loshin Beget. The Loshin Begide, if it would mean Begide, Iboile Lemeima, then the Gemara should have said Bebogdoi. Then the Pasuk should have said Bebogdoi, maybe Shamoi. Fa'afalgav, the Baalme Korinon, Befigoi Boi. Now, this is asking your Kasha. Let's appreciate the Kasha. It says, Pigoi comes from the word Poga. So now, so Taisvis is asking as follows. So the word poga, we say pigoi. So the word bogad could be bigdoi. So now, so Taisvis is asking, so how does Rabbi Kiva know that it means pogas talishyala and bigdoi? Maybe it's like pigoi also. So maybe it's the word bogad. Va'af al-gav, the Baal Mekirinen Bipigoi, awesome Lekalamite. There I could say Bipigoi, I don't say Bipoigoi, say Poigoi also. I could say Bipigoi because I know Pigoi is a Lashon of Pog. Avalochi Kalamite, here, if Bigdoi is very misleading, I mean, if it can mean Beged and it could mean Begida, so therefore, the Torah would have, if it really meant Begida, the Torah would have written Bebogdoi, Bebogdoi, I'll be the Kree. And it's Bebigdoi, so that's this per se Bebigdoi, so Bebela, so that's a Lashon Beged. Rabbi Elazel Sova, Yesh aim le mesayres. Imi de loiksiv be big doi be yud. Since it doesn't say be big doi be yud, mashme haino loshen begide. De loshen beged, abla la mikta be yud. Should have said be yud. Tell me klo be big doi. Ba'af agav der si batis besayu be big doi be lo yud. And it's bibigdoi, that means bibigdoi. I know mission like a lamiti. There you can't make a choice. But over here, I mean the pasuk is telling me one of two things. So the Torah meant here bigdoi in the guidelines on Messiahs and the Torah should have written a yud. Didn't write a yud, it's a raya, so loshim begid. Vikashi, fractoises, this is Vikashi's pshat. Heichi dayik shahamesayres loshen begide. Midaloksiv bebigdoi. So that's it. Loshen begide. Viyut. Nadarabe. Neidik shaloshen prises talas midaloksiv bebogdoi bevov. A boygate, this is. So memela, so kasha number one is, he's saying, if the Torah meant beged, please, that should have been explicit, big day. Well, listen to the Torah meant Boigid, it also should be explicit. It said Boigdoi. So, Memele, the Torah is very part of it. So, now all of a sudden, it's a Loshim Begide. Kasha number one. Void. And then Torah says a second Kasha. Dein Regilis, Lemichtav, Layud, Velayvav, Besech, Aishi, Esapula. When there's a verb, the Torah never. The Torah does not write a vav or a yud. So what's the raya? What's the raya that it's a loshen? V'nira leforish shahamikra vaday mashme loshen prises talis. The mikra zicha mashme prises talis. Maybe to say the big day. The loshen begide hayiroi likrois. Bebogdoi. So Loshen Begid should have said Bebogdoi. So the Mikra is Zicha Mashma Loshen Begid. Aval HaMasoires Hu Loshen Begid. The Loshen Trises Talis Hayulai Lichtoi. That means if it says Bigdoi, so finish. That's the key. Bigdoi means his Begid. That's if you go above the mikra. But if you go and you don't go with the mikra, you go with the mesayres, the way it is written, ha'yelei lichtai bebigdai oleha v'loi bebigdai va. That means, look at the words. Don't talk of the word bigdai. Look at the flow of the words. If it's bebigdai oleha, I mean, the Belzuk Tavertel, Hamro can be a donkey, it can be wine. So what do you know what it is? You look where it's standing. If it's on the table, it's wine. If it's in the stall, it's a chamoyer. So Memela, so here it says, if it's Bebigdoi Bo, that's Begide. If it's a Begid, it's Bigdoi Oleho, not Bo, not to her, it's honor. So Memela, so that's what Tosis wants to say. Psanumahalach. That means if we are not influenced by the mikra, so the way the word is written, al kochach, the boss spills the beans and tells us that that it's a loshen begide, not a loshen beg. Zok taisvus, that taisvus pshat. Mi u kosher l'rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a new problem over here. Dein derech ha-gemore lahagdim divrei Rabbi Kiva le-divrei Rabbi Losa. We never find that we should bring down Rabbi Kiva before Rabbi Losa, shoye rabbi. Rabbi Lezer Godel was Rabbi in Rabbi Kiva. Who brings down a Talmud before the Rebbe? Lekach nire le Rabbeinu Tam. So because of this kasha, you can't say that Rabbi Kiva is first, because, so it has to be the other way. Digar sinen, kivin shepires, pires talisei oleho, divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, who holds Yeshem le Mesoiris, he holds Pires Talisi Aleh. Rabbi Kiva Oymar, Kivin Shebogad Bo. Fine. That's the Girsa. And what are we gain from this Girsa? We have to figure out the Girsa. That's besides the point. The Nicha Hashta, no? But now, if that's the Girsa, we have to appreciate what we accomplished. The Shedivir Rabbi Lezer. Okay, that's the Girsa. And now we have to figure out the Girsa. So the Girsa is very... If you hold Yesheim l'Maseiris, it's a Loshen Beged. If you hold Yesheim l'Mikra, it is a Loshen... It is a Loshen Begid. Vachi Perusha. Now the Rabbeinu Tam is going to start explaining. Rabbi Lezer sova yesh aim l'mesayres. Rabbi Lezer says yesh aim l'mesayres. U'mesayres haviloshen beget. V'haynu prises talis. The mesayres is a loshen beget. Midaloy ksiv, bevoigdoy bevov, bebigdoy biyud. Now, let us understand what is Taisus saying over here. The Taisus is saying the Maseiris is a Loshen Beged because it doesn't say with a Yud or with a Vav. Now, first of all, Taisus said before, there's a Mashah here, the one explained Taisus. Taisus said before, we don't find Ein Regilis that in the Oisiyes HaPu'ula we stick a Vav or a Yud, that we don't find this, it's not Regilis. Now all of a sudden Rabbeinu Tam says, well, if it's a Loshen, if it's a Loshen, the Begidah, should it say a Vav or a Yud? Now, so, and what I said before, it's Ein Regilis, number one. Number two, Taisvah said by a poil, by a verb, Ein regilis le michtav lo yud v'lo yvov b'soich oisiyei sapula. It's not normal. Ein regilis. But the mashal, but sometimes you could find it. By a noun, there'll never be a yud or a vov. By a noun, that means, by a poil, it's Ein Regilis, but sometimes you can find it. By a noun, we'll never find it. So Mamela is like this. If it's a Loshen of Begide, so it's a verb. Bebigdoi bo, he was Begid. Bebigdoi. So a verb, it could have said, since it's confusing, I mean, it's very, or misleading, if you hold Yeshem l'Maseiris. So, the Torah should have given us a hint that it's I have a new problem of it. Is this a noun or a verb? If this is a noun, you hold Yeshem l'Maseiris, so, beget. That's it. There's no oisius. A noun, there's no oisius in it. So, the big day boys, it means a beget. He says talus. If it's a verb, so then the Torah could have written it with a vav, boigdoi, a loshen boigit. Or the Torah could have written it with a yud, also a loshen begide, just like with pigoi, which is a loshen poga, and by poga you say pigoi, so bogad you could say pigdoi, then you could say. If it's a verb, the Torah should have put in an ois to show me that it's a verb. If it's a noun, we never have ois yaseiros in a noun. So memele, this is Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds yesh aim le mesoiros. I'm always guided from the Mesoiris, not the way the Malkoira learns it, the Iker is the way it was written. So the way it was written, the way it was written, without any Oisiyos to guide us, that's 100% proof it's a noun. And a noun, so it's a Loshen Beged. It's not a Loshen of a verb, of Begide. But, If you would have a suffix, if it's a noun or a verb, the Torah would also have written that because they b'shomai. But there's no suffix over there, so they don't take it right. I said ein regilus, but if there's a necessity, you add an extra word. Over there, there's no necessity, so Mamela says, Bishamai. Ein regilus tak. Period. The Rabbi Kiva sova yesh aim le mikra. Hainu loshen begite. Rabbi Kiva holds that bigdai is a loshen begite. Punkt verkehr. The Loshen Beget Havala Leila Meima Bebegdoi. His Beget. The Me Beget Yoima Begdoi. Kemoi Me Neged Negdoi. O Me Chelev Chelboi. So Me Mele, so he holds a Loshen Yesh Aimle Mikro. So if it doesn't say Begdoi, it says Bigdoi. So that's a Loshen Begide, like Pigoi. Va'af agav de kerinem v'tispeseyu be'bigdoi v'loi be'begdoi. Hosem like a lamite. That means over there, there's no mokim letoi, so the toi wrote bigdoi, because you know what it means, the beged, masha'en kain. Or if I have a suffix, if it means begide or beget, so if the Torah wanted to tell us beget through the mikra, the Torah would have said begdoi. Since it's bigdoi, it's a right, it's like a lotion of pigoi, it's a lotion of begide. Yesh mefoshim, gor anandere mahalach. Bahai dersiv ashel lo yodo. The Korinan loy bevov. That he was miyayita. Rabbi Kiva sova yeshaim le mikro. Aino loy bevov. Vahashta megala al bebigdoi. Shuloshen beget prises talis. Because he was yeshaim le mikro that he was miyayita. Rabbelezes over Yeshem Lemsoires receive loy ba'alev. Vashta megala al bigdoi shuloshen begide. So go anu mahalach over here. How we prove from Mesoires or Mikra, it's not from the word bigdoi, it's from the loy yodo. That is the machia. If big day means a beged or a loshen begide. Zok te gemara weiter. Boi rabbe baravua. Yiyud nesue naise oi eires naise. Does yiyud make nesuin or eiresen? Navke mina le yersho o le tamalo o le hofer nidoreha. Mai. So we're not calling a psashayla, what in the ziyud have? So there are two mahalchim, nachoinim, what is the shayla of the Gemara? The yud, mois reshainish, the kedushin itno. I mean, it's an issue with kesef. So why all of a sudden do I think Nisuin Aisa? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say Pshat, because the gather of Nisuin all the time is Achnosa L'Rishusoi. In here, since the Omer was Bershus Ha'odain the whole time, so with the Yud, she becomes, you don't need a new Achnosa L'Rishusoi, she's here already. So with the Yud, she becomes Vasachas HaNesuah. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says. Rab Shmuel wants to say, surely Rab Shmuel, he wants to say a different mahalach. He wants to say, Yud is a mechudish to keishus. There's a lot of chedushim in the parsha of Yud. So a mechudish to keishus, you can never know. So we can't use the guidelines of normal eras. So it's a machudish the geishas. So mamela, so it could be, it makes nesuin. And he says a beautiful raya to his pshat. We had mentioned before, the Gemara Achmed Afyud, the Gemara declares, be a eras anaisa, nesuin anaisa. Labayin afkemine, Smol says, Yosho, the Tamilo, the Hafen and the Rel, same afkemine. Bia makes the suin. So the Rabba Magid is medaik from that Gemara. It's not an afkemine. Is he allowed to be by law? Asha osa lono asarusis, vehita lono as nesuin slongi dechu pebekdushin. So you have to know. If be in the suanaisa, she's allowed to be bayala. She's muta bibi. If you all be a irisanaisa, so you need chuppe. Also, lono sarusis. So, the Rav HaMagid is a raya from the Gemara, a fellow be in the suanaisa, is also to be bayala. He has to make chuppe for the suin. But, she's in the suin. At kan l'shayni. So, Rav Chaim says, pshat in Rav HaMagid. He says there are two inyonim in Nisuin. There is kinyan Nisuin, and that's a psakinyan olim. He's made from the dorim alone. He's yersha. He's metam alone. That's totally in the kinyan of Nisuin. And then there's a process of mesira lechupe. That what osa lonu as harusais vehita lonu anesuis ayidei chupa vekedushin nehita lonu is you need chupa. God chupa makes nesuin also. You'll have nesuin without him. But the process of chupa, that is matter the beer. So memele. So that's because the Rambam says klara. Philip said there's a deep lashram. Philip be nesuin. I said, but he's also leave all. I said, Philip make chupa. Zot Rav Shmuel, so the same shtik teire that the Rav HaMagid said and the Yud, we can make the same shtik teire over here. That what? That it must is l'mayin afkemin if Yud eres and ois and esu and ois and afkemin will be Yosho, l'tamelo, of in the Dorel. So let's ask the pertinent question. I have another afkemin. Afkemin will be if it's muta lovi olel. I have another nafkamina. So nafman der zogen, wie der Rav HaMagid zog, where he said on daf yud, nah, that's a chos, and that you need chuppe. Shals the yoshal tamalo. So if you learn the way Rav Shmuel learned that the shayla was, that this kinyin yud is a psama chudish dike kinyin, so you can't learn out from every edison, it's a new type of issue, so could be this is a kinyin olim. Could be, it's yosha, le tamalo, could be, it's a Kenyan olam, it's not like it's not Eris. It's Yud. Yud is a Psanu Parsha. But if you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, that the Kenyan Yud should be different. Now, Grat, since every Yud is, she's already Nimsa, Boshusa Odein, so you have a built-in Chuppah with every Yud. Now, if you have a built-in Chuppah, so the Gemara should have mentioned this nafkamina also. Nafkamina, if he's mutalava yala, That's Rav Shmuel's Ha'orim. Beautiful Ha'orim. Now let us just see Rashi. So Rashi Yud Omala Amosay Evriya Arei At Yudali Mikesav Miknasaya.